We are honored to have Doug McLeod with us here in the studio, and he is a great storyteller, and he is one of the originals from the world of acoustic blues. And so we are delighted he's going to be able to play live a couple of songs, maybe three, see what we can fit in. And Doug, you feel comfortable out there in the studio?
It's good to be with you. Tony, I feel comfortable. I feel fine. Good to be with you, man.
Good, because you've driven all the way from Montreal today from another radio station, if I remember rightly. Yes?
Yes. We came in from Montreal, and we stopped by to visit with you, and then we're heading on out to Gatineau for tonight.
That's right, at the Dome, at the Bar de Dome.
Yeah.
So you're having a busy day, but I'm delighted that you like to use radio as one of the ways of getting your music out.
Oh, well, me too. I love it. I used to do it a little bit, Tony. I used to had a blues show myself for about six years in Southern California. So kind of used to this.
In that case, this is just easy stuff for you.
Yes.
So I think the listeners are just looking forward to hearing one of your songs. What are you going to give us now?
Well, I think it'd be right, since this is my first time here in Ontario and the first time with you. I got a brand new album out, so maybe it'd be appropriate to do the title cut from the record. What do you think?
Absolutely.
All
yes,
right,
please.
Sir. This is called Brand New Eyes, and I'm going to make it sound exactly like this. Now when I woke up, ooh, this morning, I had me a big surprise. I'm looking at the same old world, seen it with brand new eyes. And now I wonder what took me so long. See what right instead of what wrong. You wanna know why? Wasn't using my brand new eyes. So if you want, you need that peace of mind. I wish you hear these words I advise. Maybe all you need, woo, get you the brand new eyes. I think worry, it's a waste of time, just a botheration up on your mind. That ain't no lie. I'm using my brand new eye. In every life, got to come something wrong. So you keep on stepping, you travel on. That ain't no lie. I got my brand new eye. So if you want, ooh, you need that peace of mind. I wish you hear the words I advise. All you need, get you them brand new eyes. Yeah, them brand new eyes. So if you want, you need that peace of mind. I wish you hear these words I advise. Maybe all you need, get you the brand new eyes. And I see love everywhere I go. Always been there, never saw it before. I think you know why. Wasn't using my brand new eyes. So I got a handle on simple truth. How you see life, how life see you. That ain't no lie. Mm-mm. I got my brand new eyes. So if you want it, you need that peace of mind. I wish you here the world's advice. Maybe all you need, get you them brand new eyes. Them brand new eyes. Oh, brand new eyes. I'm brand new eyes.
You're listening to Live in the Studio, Doug McLeod here on CKCU 93.1 out of Ottawa. We are very delighted to have Doug with us today. And he'll be doing another song, but I want to ask him a few questions about his life and his loves and things like that before he does. But just stay tuned and enjoy the wonderful music coming to you this afternoon from CKCU. Doug, this evening you are playing a gig in Gatineau at the Bar Le Dome, which is 836 St. Louis in Gatineau. Right. And concert starts at 8, I believe.
Right.
So that's a target for our audience here if they want to hear more of you this evening. By the way, you and I have something in common. We both served time in the Navy in our respective countries' navies.
Really? You're an ex-Navy man too,
I am indeed. So when I saw that on your bio, I thought, I'm going to like this guy.
I bet you know how to pack too, don't you?
Yes. Was that a happy time for you?
Oh, it was a good time. It was a growing up time for me, you know. It was a growing up. I left St. Louis. Actually, to be quite honest, back in my day, that was a legal way of running away from home, you know, Tony. So that's exactly what was happening, yeah.
And you had a career spanning 30 years, I think, although you were probably playing when you were a child as well, yes?
Yeah. I started off as a bass player in St. Louis. I was playing with, the local blues bands there, guys that, unless you were really an extreme blues fan, you would have never known of them, but they were great blues musicians, and I was really honored just to be playing bass with them, you know, and learning how to do it.
Who was Ernest Banks, Doug?
Ernest Banks, Ernest Banks was a one-eyed country blues singer from Tawana, Virginia. But it may not have been his real name. As I've grown up and moved on from there, that was the late 60s, I got a feeling that he changed his name. He might have done something very, very bad down in Texas. And he migrated to Virginia, and I knew him as Ernest Banks. And he was one of the best guitar players I'd ever been around. And he gave me two bits of advice about being a blues man. He said, never play a note you don't believe, and never write or sing about what you don't know about. And with that one eye out in the pines of Virginia in this house, when he said that to me, it scared me to death. So I kind of kept that scared feeling all this time, and that's what I try and follow by.
So he was your mentor?
Yes, he was. He was the first one. The second one was George Harmonica Smith. Mm.
Mm-hmm. And you play all your own songs. You've written hundreds, I believe.
Yeah, hundreds, and then you got to ask, well, how many were good, you know? So how many were good ones?
Well, there's plenty of people who've been playing your music from... even Eva Cassidy and Papa John Creech and Albert Collins, various others, they will play your music.
Yeah, Albert King, yeah. So a bunch of them did, yeah.
So that should tell you something about how good this
Well,
a
few of them
is.
Have been good, huh?
Yeah. So you're going to play us another song. What would you like to do
now? Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe do a little bit of bottlenecking. How's it?
Sure.
Give me a chance to reach it. This is a song called Cold Rain, and I'll do it for you. Mm-hmm.
Woman don't love me no more. I said, yeah, she don't want me no more. Poor ain't found it, just look all in my soul. Baby, why don't you tell me, little girl, what's in your mind? I holler, yeah, little girl, what's in your mind? Core ain't found it, seem like more my time. My woman say she don't want me no more. No. I heard her say she don't want me no more. Core ain't found it, just look all in my soul. Baby, won't you tell me what's in your mind? Girl, I wanna know, little girl, what's in your mind? Core ain't found it, see, like most my time. Like most my time. My woman don't want me no more. Holla, yeah, she don't want me no more. Core ain't found it, just look all in my soul. Yes, it's all in my soul. You see my woman, she don't want me no more.
So Mario and I have been trying to figure out what the name of that tune was.
That's called Cold Rain. Cold Rain, but that's not from the new record. That just came out today. Just felt like it.
You just invented it?
No. I didn't invent it. I just felt like, you know, that was the one. So it come out.
I counted the albums that you've produced over the years, and it came to 19, including this latest one.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm right about that, Brand New Eyes?
I think so. I think it has been 19 now.
Wow. How many of those would you think would be studio albums, and how many would be live recordings?
Well, all of them were. Let me see. I don't think I've ever done a live recording that was a DVD, but not a live recording. But Tony, the funny thing is with me is all the recordings were done live, all the acoustic ones. So that would be after 1994. They're all done live. It was just we would just take the performances, and so it was just playing live, just as if I was playing live for you now.
In that case, it sounds to me like they were all live recordings.
I guess so, if you say it that way.
Well, they got a very special quality about them.
Well, I always believe there should be a little grease in them, you know? There should be a little something, because it's like, you know, human beings are making the album, you know? So there should be some things there that are very human to it. So it should, you know, have a little grease in there.
So what drives you to keep on doing this after so long? And you're here touring. You've come all the way from California to be up in our little neck of the woods. What is it about? Tell me what it is that drives you.
The love of it. And it's something that, you know, this is what I do. This is what I do. I really consider myself to be like a troubadour and a singer-songwriter in the sense that I always thought guys like Lightnin' Hopkins and Blind Willie McTell, Robert Johnson, and guys of that ilk were singer-songwriters, troubadours, you know, and that's sort of what I do. And I like to tell my stories, and I like to touch people and make them feel a little bit better about this thing we call life, give them some humor and give them some things to think about, and I just enjoy it. You know, I just love it, Tony.
Well, that's a wonderful answer. I mean, doing it for the joy of the music, what could be a better thing for happiness in your life?
Well, yeah, I'm fortunate.
You ever been tempted to go electric?
I did. I did four albums electric back in the beginning. My first one was on High Tone back about 1984. I had a band, and we did four albums. The last one was on Fantasy. And I remember telling my wife, I felt like I wasn't connecting to the people. I mean, we were playing larger venues and festivals and stuff, but I didn't feel like I was connecting to the people. So I asked my wife, I said, I think I'd like to go back to acoustic. And we're a little worried about that because, you know, the venues are smaller, of course, and not as much money. But my wife didn't even waver a bit. She said, do it. And I went ahead and did it, and I've been really happy ever since.
Well, it's you're certainly the king of this kind of music, it seems to me.
Thank you.
And so keep on going. We need you to do this for another couple of decades, I would say.
I like the sound of that.
Yes.
Thank you, Tony.
I don't know if we should tell the people how old you are now. That's entirely up to you.
But, I'll be 65 in a week.
Oh, you'll be able to collect a pension.
Well, now the government's going to pay me, you know.
About time, too, eh?
Yeah, I guess so, huh? I guess so.
It's 2 minutes past 3:30 here in CKCU-FM out of Ottawa. You're listening to Window of Opportunity. We're having a live show today with Doug McLeod, and he's played us a couple of wonderful tunes, and I'm going to ask him to play another one in just a couple of minutes. But I just hope that you out there are enjoying this music, and you might like to step out tonight and go to the Bar Le Dome in Gatineau and catch him live. And for my money here, he's great at playing, but he's just fascinating to hear his stories and to hear the little vignettes, the little way he describes things from his long life in the field of blues. And I'm also just going to mention that Mario, his manager, is also sitting beside me here, and he's making sure that Doug gets the right places. And he managed to get him here to the CKCU studio, so that's pretty talented. And to get here in on time. So we'll have... you ready to do one more song,
Yeah,
Doug?
I'm just going to tune this thing up to another tune in here, and I'll do one for you. Maybe right. Is it all right to do a ballad for you?
Absolutely, and you can keep on tuning if you want to. We'd like to hear that part, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's important to tune, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm in the tuning that I call Bastard G tuning. That's a That's the other thing I like about playing acoustic blues is that all those guys had all these different tunings, you know, and I enjoy that. Sometimes the tuning happens, sometimes it don't. Let's see how they do. All right. This is one of the few songs, Tony, that I've co-wrote with somebody. I've co-written with Dave Alvin, Coco Montoya. But this one I wrote with a fellow by the name of Danny Jesser. And this is a song called Midnight in Memphis. And this is a song that is about when you know the one that you love is going to leave you. And you can feel it. You can tell it with their body language, with the way they talk to you. They're never coming back. And it kind of reminds me of that old Jerry Butler song so many years ago. He said, breaking up so hard to do. It's hard for the one that's getting broke up on and the one that's doing the breaking up. This one's called Midnight in Memphis. And for everybody else in Memphis, Tennessee, they're going to see the dawn in about 6.5, 7 hours. But for you, it's going to be about 100 hours. Because the blues, they just won't go away. Lying in the darkness of this cheap old tired hotel, cognac keep me warm, but inside I feel like hell. Midnight in Memphis. Am I blue? Midnight in Memphis. I got 100 eyes today. Window, I watch you walk away. Girl, your game was a mean one. I was a fool to play. Midnight in Memphis. Am I blue? Won't go away. Lord. Midnight in Memphis. I got 100 eyes today. I really loved you. I did everything I could. With dries and empty smile, you left my life for good. Midnight in Memphis. Am I blue? Midnight in Memphis. And 100 eyes today. They say time heal all wounds, and every tear shall dry. I don't think that's true for me, no. But maybe when I die, isn't that in Memphis? And my blues won't go away. Midnight in Memphis, and 100 hours today. I got 100 hours today.
Doug McLeod, thank you so much for your wonderful music. And now we're going to have a chat with your manager, if that's all right with you. And he's going to tell the people about some of your upcoming performances.
Well, thank you, Tony. And I'll tell you, it was a pleasure to be here with you. And thank you so much for having me.
My great pleasure. So Mario Pronovo is with me here also in the studio. And he runs a very special music establishment down in Iroquois.
Thank you, Tony. We have this wonderful place called French Cafe on English Road, and that is in Iroquois. It's about an hour, I would say, from Ottawa, going south. And we have an amazing season ahead of us. We're starting tomorrow night, again, with Doug McLeod. It will open the season, and it will close up the season in August. And for those who are interested to learn the blues, the way he plays it, acoustic blues, Doug will be giving a workshop also in August. So I'm just going to go through the dates with all the performers we have. We have a show tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And for more information about all the shows and activities we have, I invite you to go on FrenchCafeOnEnglishRoad.com. It's very easy to remember, FrenchCafeOnEnglishRoad.com. And so we started tomorrow night, April 16th, 7 p.m. The second show will be Antoine Dufour. Antoine Dufour won the first place in Canada as a master of acoustic finger style. He's a genius in music, and he's going to be there at our place on Saturday, June 11th. And he will also give a workshop, fingerstyle workshop, at 1 p.m. and concert at night at 7 p.m. This guy is from Shawinigan, Quebec. And then we have a wonderful singer-songwriter, Saturday, June 25th, and her name is Melissa Greener. She is a wonderful acoustic singer-songwriter. She's from Nashville, Tennessee, and she plays with this... those wonderful guitars made by Alucci in Montreal. His name is Mr. Green. Just to tell you the quality of the guitars, the cheapest one is worth $10,000. It's an amazing guitar. So she'll be there at our place, and also at the Jazz Festival to present the guitars he builds. And a guy from Markham, Ontario, a wonderful singer-songwriter, Gregory Huskins, is well known in the world of songwriters, and he's going to perform a house concert at French Cafe on English Road on Saturday, July 16th. And then from Montreal, we have a duo called Beja Flor, classical world music, Saturday, July 30th. They will also give a workshop about classical guitar. So if you play classical guitar, interested in learning more about to our place, and then we will close the season on August 6th, Saturday, with Doug McLeod. He's going to be back for another Canadian tour. So he's going to be back in Quebec for touring and Ontario as well. And that's our season, French Cafe on English Road.
So again, what's the web address where people can go back and find more information?
Yes, go on www.frenchcafeonenglishroad.com. You can also call 613-652-2805, 613-652-2805, and I'm Mario Pronovol.
Thank you, Mario, and thank you so much for bringing Doug to our studio today.
My pleasure.
Hello, I'm Tony Koppel. You just heard a program I did with Doug McLeod and Mario Pronovo on Window of Opportunity on CKCU in Ottawa on the 15th of April, 2011. On the 5th of November, Doug and Mario were back in Ottawa mainly for a concert at Alcorn Studio, now called GigSpace. I filmed that show, and also Richard Carr, who opened for Doug. The films are available on my Vimeo. Doug and Mario made the time for a second CKCU program that year on the 11th of November, Remembrance Day, which you can hear now. Well, we are honored this afternoon to be able to welcome Doug McLeod, the master of acoustic blues, to Window of Opportunity here in little old Ottawa.
And hey, he's, Tony.
He has come quite a long way. Where do you live, Doug?
I live in Lomita, California, Tony. That's near Los Angeles and Long Beach, California.
So we appreciate it that you came so far. And I know you've done a few concerts because I was at one of them.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We're fixing to do one tonight, too.
Great. Where's the one tonight?
Tonight's in Morrisburg at the United Church down there.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So I got a question.
Yeah.
I can see, just looking at you, that you are not black.
No.
But you sound like a black blues singer. How unusual is this?
I guess it's very unusual. You're not the first person that's asked me. In fact, Pee-wee Creighton swore. He said, "Are you sure that you don't have any black blood in you?" I said, "Yeah." I said, none that I know of." And then I can't say the word, but I'll say something that'll give you a hint on it. We were outside the Parisian Room, which used to be a great jazz blues club in Los Angeles on La Brea. And we got done, and Pee Wee and I sitting in the van together, and he said, "Doug, let me ask you a question." I said, "All right, Pee, ask me any question you want." He said, "If you could have any car in the world you would want, what kind of car would it be?" And I said, "Would I have to pay for it?" He said, "No. Somebody give you a car. What kind of car would it be?" And I sat for a minute and I thought. I said, "Well, I think I'd like a Cadillac." And he said, "Ah, damn, I know there's a in you somewhere."
So how long have you been touring?
This one?
No.
Oh,
the whole life.
Oh. Well, let me see. I really started seriously touring after my son was fairly well grown up, when he was like 14 or so. When he was born, I was lucky enough that I could work in the Los Angeles area and be there for him. And I'm glad I could do that. And then when they reached a certain age, both my wife and my son said, "Go ahead and go." You know, so that was probably about 98, 99, I started to run a little bit.
But you go back a long way. You know, yeah, a lot of the old guys that are no longer with us.
Yes, sir, I do. I mean, I knew them and I played with them. I was friends with a few of them. My goodness, I don't want to sound immodest here, but there was a bunch of them that I played with that I was fortunate enough to be with.
And I'm sure that influences what you do today.
Absolutely. I think the lessons in life that I learned from them stay with me, because I was very, very fortunate, Tony, that they invited me in to their culture. I don't know why they liked me so much, but they did, and I was fortunate enough to be with them.
I think it's time we had a song. I'd like you to sing one. You were talking about This Old River. You going to sing that one for us?
Well, yeah, This Old River, that's a song that was inspired by a lady that was dying of cancer, believe it or not. Her name was Marie Gaines, and she and I were friends. It was because of her that I got the endorsement deal with National Guitars. I drove up years ago, and I wanted to shake the hand of the person that made this instrument of mine, the one I call the mule, the one I'm playing here today. And she said, well, come on up. So I went up there, and I met Don Young, the president, and I met a whole bunch of people, Marie and Mac. And she said, there's a couple of guitars out there in the mid-office. Would you like to play one? So I go out there, and I started playing one. And then she came up, and she said, would you like to endorse our instruments? I said, I'd love to. And from that time on, we became friends. I mean, never had nothing going on sexually or nothing, but we became really good friends, and we really kind of loved each other. So when she was diagnosed with this cancer, she invited me up to her house in Atascadero, California, where they live, just north of San Luis Obispo, California, where they make the national guitars. And I went to her house, and she was sick. And she said, come on, Doug, I want to show you some things. I said, okay. So she went outside to her backyard, and she said, here's some fruit trees I planted, and here's some vegetables I planted. Here's some flowers I planted. Here's some shrubs I planted. She was planting life. She was planting life before she left. So we went back into her kitchen. She said, would you like a cup of tea? And I joked with her. I said, you don't have nothing stronger? She just laughed. You know, it was worth a shot. She said, here, have it some tea. And I said, okay. So we're having tea together. And I asked her, I said, Marie, you know, we both know that you're going to leave soon. I said, how do you feel about it? She says, oh, Doug, I'm not afraid of leaving. I just don't want to go just yet. And I saw so much dignity in this woman, so much pride, so much courage, that when I drove back down to Southern California, I could feel that song coming. And then the preacher that I like to be around, his name is Jonathan Shute, he had said a sermon that he said, God hears your honest prayer. I said, wow. So I put those two together, and I'll play that song for you now. This warrior now will cross one day. This warrior I'm gonna cross one day. When my days are gone, I'm a journey on my way. And this warrior sure is deep and wide. There ain't no bridge will carry you to the other side. But if you come with faith, I hear you shall not be denied. And this old river, people cross but never want to come back. I know they cross, I ain't never seen one come back. Is faith something you believe in? You have a hard time knowing this fact. This old river now will hear your honest prayer. Don't care about your religion, but we
hear your honest prayer. When your time come to cross, then let the love take you there.
That's a moving song. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
In fact, I have a feeling, Doug, that although you're touring now and you've toured for quite a few years, that there's something more to you than playing music. I almost feel that you're on some kind of a mission, that there's a message, maybe subliminal somewhere in your songs. Mm. Am I completely off beam?
I don't think you are. I remember Esther Creighton said something to me years ago. She said, Doug, you will preach a message to people who mainly don't go to church. You're like a barroom preacher. But I've always seen this in blues music. Today there's an awful lot of blues music that's about let's get drunk and party and stuff. But where I came up and the guys that I was with, I saw this spirituality to it. And I know it's called the devil's music, but in my honest opinion, I can't see how the devil could have that much talent to reach to people. I just don't see that. I think it comes from a higher power. So when I write my songs, I write what is given to me. So, yeah, I like to think that not just my blues, but some of the real great blues that was written has a spiritual meaning to it.
And as you go around, is this some kind of a, you know, hey, it's a, have to get up early in the morning, drive away, sort of a real chore, or you actually enjoy the process and meeting people and that sort of thing? That's the impression I get.
I love it, Tony. Yeah. I really do. I've had guys tell me, say, well, there's one guy in the D.C. area that wants to be my driver, right? He does. And one day, if I guess when I get to be Honey Boy's age, if I'm like 92, I might want a driver. But I said to him, well, Joe, I don't need you now. He said, well, Doug, don't you need somebody to drive? I said, Joe, I'm enjoying it too much. He said, okay, but just remember my number. I said, okay, I remember your number.
Well, based on your concert last Saturday at the Alcorn Studios right here in Ottawa, mm-hmm. you bring a lot of pleasure to a lot of people when you play. And I want you to do that just for our window of opportunity audience again now. So I think that you're going to play That Ain't Right.
I'm going to play That Ain't Right. This is a song about, can I tell a story about it?
Please.
Okay. This is a song when you think, fellas, you think that your woman is seeing another guy. And how does this happen? Like most of the time, you know, two people are working. So one gets home a little earlier than the other, and then because of traffic, the other one gets home. In this particular situation, the man gets home early, and the woman come home late. So the man is home, and he opens up the door, and here she come in, and he said, baby, how are you? She said, well, I'm fine, but I heard some very distressing news today. And he said, what's the news? And she said, well, Rayette Sue Fly is going to be divorced by Leroy Henry Fly. You said, that is sad news. She said, mm-hmm. And we're so distraught about it. You said, what are you going to do about it? She said, well, I was thinking maybe tonight I could take Rayette out, buy her some dinner, some wine, let her talk, and she could feel better. And you said, baby, that's such a sweet thing to do. Mm-hmm. And she says, but I'm worried about you. And you say, why are you worried about me? She said, well, nobody here to fix your supper. And he said, well, look, I got a couple of frozen pizzas in the freezer and a hockey game on. I'll be all right, man. Don't worry about me. Go out and take care of Rayette. She said, okay, I'm going to freshen up now. That's at 6:27. 8:42, here she come downstairs. And she looked better that night going out to help Rayette Sue Fly than the first night she was trying to hook you. That ain't right. Here's the song.
You're listening to Doug McLeod here on Window of Opportunity.
Yeah, okay. About when you find out, fellas, that your woman might be seeing somebody else, and you know that ain't right. Oh, yeah. Now, me and my woman ain't getting along, but she won't tell me what's going wrong. That ain't right. That ain't right. I don't care what you say. Right. I said, baby, can we work this out? She said, nothing here to talk about. I said, that ain't right. That ain't right. I don't care what you say. That ain't right. She's a good looking woman, you know it true. Won't do it for me, but she do it for you. That ain't right. That ain't right, man. I don't care what you say. That ain't right. No telling what the woman did. Everything she do, she keep it hid. That ain't right. That ain't right. I don't care what you say. That ain't right. Saying one thing and doing another. Running the game undercover, that ain't right. No, that ain't right. I don't care what you say, that ain't right. I said, baby, we need a love correction. She said, I don't really need that suggestion. That ain't right, that ain't right. I don't care what you say, that ain't right. Say she gone with the girls at night, come home late, smell like Old Spice. That ain't right. That ain't right. Tony, I don't get what you say. That ain't right. So I got me a woman on the side. Now I've been getting what I've been denied, and that's all right. That's all right. I don't care what you say. That's all right. Ain't politically correct, I don't care. That's
All right. Thank you, Doug. You're playing live for us here this afternoon, but our people who are listening may possibly want to go out and get some of your CDs, some of your albums.
Well, I hope so.
Where would they get them?
Well, a lot of places to get them. Get them on Amazon, iTunes, eMusic, and you can get them off of my website, which is www.doug-macleod.com.
And your latest is Brand New Eyes, I think, isn't it?
Yes, that's the new one. Yeah.
You have another one in the cooking away?
Two. There's going to be a directed disc that's going to come out sometime in the fall of next year. I did that for APO Studios. I was back in Salina, Kansas for the Blues Masters at the Crossroads, and they did a directed disc. That's an audiophile label, and so that is coming out, and then I'll be going to the studio January, it looks like February, to do the new record that'll be out on Reference sometime in the late fall also.
Now, you play with your slide quite a lot.
Yeah.
I would say most of your songs you're playing with that. Do you use a different tuning?
Absolutely. I use quite a few tunings. I use the standard tuning, of course. And then I have a tuning that I call Bastard G, which is open G, but the high E stays the same. I play an open G, open D, and then I have two tunings that I think I'm the guy that invented these, because nobody else would be this dumb to even put these tunings out there. I call them too many D's and too many G's.
Yeah, you did the too many G's the other night. Yeah,
yeah, too many G's, too many D's. Yeah, yeah, those are the tunings I use, and drop D tuning.
Yeah, because I always imagine if you're playing a slide, you've got to have an open string. It's still got to be a major chord, I would have thought, but I may be wrong about that.
Well, it can be a major chord, or like with too many D's or too many G's, there's no third in it. So it could be major or minor, depending on how you want to do it. Yeah. And, of course, you know, there were slide players like Robert Nighthawk that played in standard tuning. And if I have a bass player with me, or bass player and a percussionist drummer, I play slide in standard tuning. That's out of that style.
Yeah, it makes it easier for them, I imagine, if you do that.
Only time-wise, because I got to, you know, re-tune. But they don't care. Yeah. You know, they look at me and say, well, whatever.
When you came to Ottawa for last Saturday's event, you did a master class. You did a teaching class for budding blues guitarists.
Yeah.
Is this something you do frequently, and do you enjoy teaching?
Yeah, I do, and I've enjoyed doing that too. I have an instructional DVD out called 101 Blues Guitar Essentials from the folks at Solid Air. That's available too on Amazon and my site and so on. But I've enjoyed that. I've enjoyed, especially the young people that want to come and learn the style. And I sort of teach it the way I learned it. And I have to qualify that, because the guy that I learned it from, he didn't really want to teach me. He allowed me to hang around him. And I remember one time, can I tell you a story? Let me tell you a story. This man, his name was Ernest Banks. He had one eye, chocolate skin guy, bald head, cantankerous guy. When he finally liked me, I finally got to be able to hang out in his little house up in a little place called Towanda, Virginia. And he was sitting down, and he went into a tuning. And I said to him, how'd you get to that tuning? He goes, this go down, that go down, that's the same, that's the same, that's the same, that down, you there. I said, oh, man. I said, well, what do you call that tuning? I call that spinet. I said, what do you call it? He said, spinet. I said, okay. So I go down to the coffee houses in Norfolk, Virginia, you know, with the hippies and everything. So I'm tuning down to spinet. And they said, what's your tuning, Doug? I said, this is spinet tuning. They said, spinet tuning? I never heard of spinet tuning. I said, look, man, I got it from an old black blues guy. I know it's right. This is spinet tuning. Of course, what he was trying to say was Spanish. See, but his accent said spinet. So I was walking around telling all these hippies, I'm in spinet tuning, you know. So my workshops have some of that kind of humor and that kind of thing, you know, that the old blues guys have.
Now, you said you're going down to Morrisburg tonight.
Yeah, we'll be heading out right after we're done with you. Go down there and do the show. I'm not sure what time it is. Mario, what time is it? 8? 7:30 show. So we'll get there in time.
Well,
yeah, I hope.
I think they're in for a treat. Maybe some of them are listening this afternoon. That would be nice to think. And after that, are you going back to California or are you sticking around these?
No,
these
I'm sticking around these parts. I'm going to be in Lachine. I think that's up in Montreal area. Then I'm going to go. That'll be on Saturday. And then a week off, but then we go to Quebec City, which I'm really looking forward to because they tell me that's such a beautiful city. The old city is really supposed to be special.
Sure is.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, keep some spare time to go and have a meal in some of those romantic places in Quebec City.
That's what I hear, man. Yeah. That's what I hear. Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to ask you to do one more song for us this afternoon, and then we must let you get on your way to Morrisburg.
Okay.
And I think you had in mind Unmarked Road.
Unmarked Road.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a song, I don't know, the way I feel right now, I might explain it while I'm playing it or something, but it's really about having the courage to change what you're doing if you're not happy. You're not happy in this life. You know, you only get one shot at this life, right? Nobody has ever come back and say you're going to have another shot. No one's ever said it. So if you're not happy, well, don't spend the rest of your life being unhappy. Sometimes you have to have that courage to walk an unmarked road.
You're listening to Doug McLeod being interviewed by me, Tony Koppel, here on Window of Opportunity this Friday afternoon. And we are so privileged to have Doug here. And I hope next time he comes back to Ottawa, he'll pay us a return visit. Is that possible?
Tony, it would be my pleasure. It's all, and you know, every entertainer says this, but I want the folks to know. It's truly a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, the feeling is very mutual. Let's hear that song.
Now, this song called The Unmarked Road. And I wrote this song about a time when you might wake up and you realize every time you wake up, you look outside your window, you don't see nothing but storm out there, all kinds of storm. Nothing right. There's no sunshine. There's no happiness. You don't like your job. You don't like where you're living. You don't like who you're living with. Car don't start. You got the blues, man. And then one day you wake up and all of a sudden there's a break in the storm. You look out there and there's a path out there, a road out there. Something tells you to get on that road. So you tell your friends and your relations, you tell them, look, man, I got to get on this unmarked road. They say, what, are you crazy? You finally got a job that pays you weekly. You finally got health insurance. You finally got everything you need, and now you're going to change your career? You're 42 years old. I got to do it. They say, well, you crazy, and you walk out. 2 years, 3 years down that road that don't have any signs on it, no guarantees on it, you find the one that you love. You find a job you like. You get a car that starts. You're happy now. Your friends' relations come on to you, and they say, you know, 3-4 years ago when you decided to do that, I told you that was the smartest thing you could ever do. You can't get mad at them, though. You just got to forgive them. They meant right. And after all, you can't feel too bad because you had made it on the unmarked road. I was blinded by the storm, lost my way to go. I was blinded by the storm, lost my way to go. Now when a storm cloud broke, I saw this unmarked road. I believe in my heart, it's time for me. I believe in my heart, it's time for me to go. And where I'm bound, said Lord, I just don't know.
I said, come to me, courage, it's time for me to go. I said, come to me, courage, it's time for me to go. Sometime in this world, you must walk where you would not know. I was blinded by the storm, I lost my way to go. I was blinded by the storm and lost my way to go. And when a storm cloud broke, I saw this unmarked road. And when a storm cloud broke, I saw this unmarked road.
Unmarked Road by Doug McLeod, right here in our studio in CKCU, heard around the world on ckcufm.com. For me, this has been very special. I hope it's been good for you listening, and we wish Doug and also Mario Pronovo, who has been driving Doug around and generally looking after him here in Ottawa, and of course down at French Cafe on English Road. Mario, just want to say something into one of the microphones here?
Sure. Well, I'd like to, first of all, thank you again, Tony, for being so kind and generous with us to receive Doug each time he comes to Ontario for his blues concert. Also, I want to thank the audience that we had on Saturday night at the Alcorn Music Studios. That was an amazing night where we presented a great blues player from Quebec City, Richard Carr, and Doug McLeod as well. So I'd like to take this opportunity to say that we'll be in Quebec City Saturday, November 19th at the Chateau Frontenac Salon Bellevue. So if you want to come and join us for a great evening of acoustic blues, we'll be there.
Thank you, Doug and Mario.
CKCUFM 93.1 in stereo. The future wave of radio.